and the whole horizon erupts like a rainbow. And then the sun catches on the big solar panels of the space station, and they glow instantly red, and then orange, and then yellow, and then sort of white light, and it's like a beautiful bird, or like a butterfly opening its wings every time there's a sunrise. I think that's the best thing. Over. Every day, sort of, because the Earth gets in between us and the Sun. But normally a solar eclipse is the Moon, and the Moon is just the right size to block the Sun. But we don't see them any more often than you do on the Earth. They're rare. But from space, they look a lot like they do from Earth. Over. If you have a long string, you can spin a ball around and around slowly. But if you have a short little string, you have to spin the ball fast or the ball will fall down. It's sort of the same thing. We're close to the Earth, so we have to go very fast. 28,000 kilometers an hour. Over. Madeline, it gets very cold. Minus 150 degrees. Minus 150. And in the daytime, it gets plus 120. So it's wickedly hot and cold in space. Over. Jaden, we have oxygen for weeks and months on board the space station. We have a lot of oxygen inside. We have oxygen tanks. And we get the oxygen back out of our water, because water is hydrogen and oxygen. So we have a lot of oxygen in our supply on board. Choose what to do, but that'll choose who you work with. And my favorite part about being an astronaut is who I get to work with. Wonderful, smart, friendly, capable people. And that's the best part, is the people that are in the business. Over. Gene, you're in grade 4. You're around 9 or 10 years old. I wanted to be an astronaut because when I was 9 years old, I saw the first astronauts walk on the moon. And they just inspired me to do that when I grew up. It looks like a great big frozen ice cube, a big white mass on the horizon.